Okay, well, just going back briefly to Man United, another game where there's a lot to like about what you've done as a team, but yet you don't get the result you're after at the end of it all. Does that get sort of wearing, frustrating on you and the players? Because it's far from the first time it's happened this season.
Yes, I suppose it, in some aspects we do feel like we've come away from games frustrated often, but knowing we were in touching distance. So yes, I guess there is a little bit of disappointment that comes with that at times. But you know, if you look at this week in particular, and we always look at what's just gone, but more so about what's next. Coming off of the games where we hadn't matched our performances for the 90 minutes, and then going into United and knowing that we were a bit more resilient, a bit harder to beat, and being frustrated by a couple of moments in the game, I think gives us another foundation that we can push through on. So it doesn't feel as tiresome. It actually feels like we've put it back together to try again and go again. And as long as we can see those positives, that helps us push through. So right now we've had two really good days of training that have been, you know, probably up there with two in a row that were better than we've done all season. Intensity, team spirit, determination all came through in these last 2 days. I'm absolutely shattered from them and I didn't even have to do the running round. So, I think it's given us a new motivation because, you know, there's still football to be played, and we're still very much part of it. That's how I feel the team are at right now.
And I'm sure this is a conversation that you and your coaches have sort of regularly, but what is it? Is it one thing that is that little bit that's getting you from good performances to results, or is it different things in different matches across the season?
It seems like different things across the season that have broken us down. You know, we looked earlier at second phases from corners, we nullified that problem, and that's crept back in. We've looked at defending wide areas, defending crosses. You know, there's these moments. We've also, you know, looked at how we can attack with two instead of one, and et cetera. So I think the different games poses different problems for us and opposition, but I don't think there's one theme throughout the whole season that has got us to this point.
And given that we all know that there is such a big sort of step up from the championship to the WSL, and that you've strengthened your squad over the course of the season, is this just what all clubs in your position coming up have to deal with, the fact that it's just such a rarefied atmosphere that any little mistake you're making is getting punished, or is getting punished more often than it would do at other levels?
Yeah, I think it is twofold. You've got both a small mistake gets punished, but ultimately as well, the other side of that is there's players in this league that are unbelievably technically, you know, that they find something from nothing as well. You know, when we look and we played Chelsea and Lauren James kind of opened us up by cutting across the middle. You know, like that's a Lauren James special, right? You don't get that in the championship. So you've got some mistakes that get picked on, but you've also got players that you don't come up against week in, week out in any other league. So you can't prep for that until you get there.
And that was a game I was at, and it's a good example because you were holding your own, and then she goes and does what she does, and it changed the whole perspective of the game. And is that what it is, that a lot of these teams that you're coming up against have got a player, maybe not quite her level, but of that sort of stratosphere, and it's difficult for you to go out and do that without spending lots of money?
Yeah, there's obviously, you know, the world-class players, they do cost a lot of money, and they're worthy of that as well. You know, they've shown why they're in the top teams, and we look at it more of the sense that if we're not there now, how do we make sure that players come from Bristol City and get there? And the best way of doing that is making sure that we can defend against them, that we can attack against them. Because you look at, you know, examples of like Amalie Thestrup right now. Although we've been in a defensive block, she's scored a lot of goals, and as a team, we've scored quite a lot of goals this season. So there's things that we are doing ourselves to make sure that we're getting closer to those margins as well.
One of the real strange things about this season is your points have come away from home, and despite some good performances at home, you're still yet to get that first one. Can you sort of put your finger on what that is? Because at the start of the season, you did have a run of games against the best teams, but obviously that sort of leveled itself out now. I can't explain it. Can you?
I think there might be something in the traveling away. You know, we're together overnight. You know, there's a reason that teams do it. I think it helps us prepare. the nutrition that we're able to get when we travel away, the support around the team, being together constantly for that 24 hours before the game. Maybe there's something in that. I don't know. I haven't looked at it to the point of nailing on one thing, but you know, you take it all of the life stuff away and you're actually just on a bus, then you're in a hotel, then you're on a bus, then you play football. So I would say that the focus that comes with our travel has allowed us to perform really well, and the support around it, which has been excellent. And I'm just glad that our traveling fans have got to see those moments as well, and they've been excellent at those moments.
Yeah, because the home fans have been there in good numbers across the whole season. So it's nothing to do with sort of that or a lack of atmosphere or anything. So you haven't sort of booked out a hotel in Bristol City Centre for Saturday night or anything like
That sounds like a good idea. No, we haven't.
that.
But you're right. We're still chasing that at home. It doesn't feel like home is an issue or a problem. We love being at Ashton Gate. We love playing there. I guess the bad thing is that maybe everybody else loves playing there too.
So the table obviously is the way it is. You've got that gap to make up. It isn't absolutely win at all costs in terms of mathematically yet, but are you getting there in your head? It's like if we don't start winning now and closing that gap, or at least picking up points, then it's just going to get too big.
Yeah, obviously we've got to do what we can to try and win the game on Sunday, to close that gap. But we can only do part of that. The teams that we're chasing, they've got games to play as well. So, you know, we can't always be looking at what's going on, but we have to start with us first and make sure that we have a foundation this week. We work hard and we are better than last week, and hopefully we get more than that last week. That's how we're going into it. And you know, that'll be the same now next week when we play Arsenal, the week after, and we go from there.
So Spurs on Sunday had a little bit of an up and down season, but they seem to be in a pretty good moment at the moment. What have you made of them recently?
Yeah, they're a really good team. I think they've added to their squad really well this season, and their style of play has been really nice to watch, to be fair, as a coach watching them. So they are dangerous. They like to have the ball draw you out, and their front line have got many different aspects to defend against. You know, you look at Bethany England's ability in and around the box. Jess Naz is pacey. She can get in behind. Grace Clinton, we know about her, and the special moments she can produce. So you know, they've got a very varied and dangerous front line that we need to be switched on to, ready to make sure that we do that, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And just finally, bit of team news. Obviously, Jamie Lee Napier, I'm assuming, won't be available for suspension. Anybody else in or out?
Nope, same other than that one.
Good stuff. Thank you very much and good luck on Sunday.
Thank you.
Hi, Lauren. Can I ask about Carrie Jones? I know you said she went for a scan last week for a problem on her ankle. Have you had results of that scan back?
Yes, she has damaged a ligament in her ankle, so she is currently in rehab, working hard to return to pitch. But she hasn't been on the pitch this week, so she's still in those first phases of overcoming that injury.
Do you think she'd be okay for maybe before the international break? The international break, or have you not put a time limit on it at all?
We always start looking at times, but I can't see her being available for camp. No, she probably unlikely to be back on the pitch by next week in time to go, unfortunately.
And you've mentioned Grace Clinton there, obviously knowing all about her. When she came to last season, did you know that she had the ability to go all the way to the top? She's done so well this season.
Yeah, there's something special about Grace. She has a way about her, very focused, relaxed, but when she goes onto the pitch, she changes, and you know that there's something special in those moments. But we saw her, you know, ability on the ball, and she was working on how she pressed to be better without the ball. And I think, you know, when you've got determination and talent, you've got a ceiling that continues to be pushed away, and she's that type of person and player that will just continue to be unfazed outwardly by all of the challenge in front of her. And you know, she was great to work with, and I'm very proud and pleased where she's at right now, and hope she carries on with that journey.
On the pitch, we can all see what she can do. Off the pitch, what's she like? What's her sort of driving factor that pushes her to be such a great player?
I think she's like your typical person that loves football. So like eats, sleeps, watches it, knows what's going on, talks about it. But she also looks after herself. She, you know, relaxes, eats well. I think she did yoga, meditation, you know, a lot of things to make sure that her as a person was in a good space, that when she came to train in to perform, she could do her very best every single time. And that was about her. She was very self-aware, which was great to have.
And obviously we talk about trying to stop her. A lot of teams have tried to stop her this season. I know you're not going to give away your tactics right now, but how difficult is it to stop someone in such a good form as she is in at the moment?
Yeah, we've seen it week in, week out, different forwards up against us, and those that are in form are difficult because they have a confidence about them. Our job is to make sure that we close the space around her, make it difficult for her to be able to face up and get into goal scoring opportunities. And yeah, that has to be the start and the foundation that we start with.
One final one for me, just on Robert Villaham. Obviously, coming into a new league is difficult for any manager, but he really seems to hit the ground running, got his style of play across really well. How difficult is that for someone new to come into such a top league, but just to hit the ground running straight away?
Yeah, it's very impressive what he's done and how his team are playing. And I think that's why Spurs brought him in, was to make sure he brought that style of play with him. I think it is difficult in terms of getting used to a league. But what could make that easier, and I would say that Spurs have done that for him, is, you know, supported him around what he wants and needs to be able to get that out on the pitch, whether that's players, support staff, everything that goes around it. If you completely support and are all in, the club and the head coach can work really, really seamlessly, and it allows things to flourish like it has for him.
Brilliant. Thank you, Lauren. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you.
Hi, Lauren. I was noticing in the week that the attendance record for the WSL's broken with 36 games to go, right? So that's going to be completely smashed. Is there particular stadiums that you've enjoyed taking the team to?
Stadium? Oh, gosh, I'll have to think about this now. it's enjoyed. Well, I can only really think about going West Ham when I talk about enjoy. I think everything poses different problems for us. And that's the part I love about this job, is nothing's ever the same. You know, you go somewhere and you see the type of pitch you're playing on, the surrounding environment. Is it old? Is it new? It really doesn't matter. You know, I think I always find it interesting what the setup's like for traveling teams. So you're going into the changing room. Is there space? Is it a horrible colour? Those things. And you get that with the older stadiums, the nice stadiums that are newer, like at Man City. You know, you've got everything you need to support performance. And you know, I think all it is for me is just a new challenge, a different perspective. And our job as coaches is to make sure the players feel as ready as possible for the games. And luckily, you know, the support at home we've had is something that we've got used to, the noise and how that feels and looks. So, you know, we've definitely had the upper hand in those moments when the fans get loud. I think it's easier to know what to expect when you know there's thousands going to be there.
Have other managers and players of other teams said anything to you about coming to Ashton Gate? Because you said, you know, other teams enjoy playing there. Have they said anything to you to make you think that?
And I think everyone's impressed by the stadium itself when they come. You know, people have mentioned those things, the space that is available in the opposition changing room, because obviously, you know, it's a rugby changing room as well, so there needs to be space. But other than that, you know, I think it's just a wow, this is great that you're playing here week in, week out. You know, what an amazing stadium in the middle of the city. So that's where the messages tend to come from.
I'm hoping some of the players are thinking that as well. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And maybe they would like to do that more often. That's what I was thinking. But the fans forum was postponed, cancelled. I don't know what it is. Is that going to be coming back?
Yes. Yeah, I think we're looking. Let me just check with Noah.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll be putting that in towards the end of the season for sure.
Okay, brilliant. And one more. Have you managed to see Kappa 71 yet?
No, I haven't actually.
Okay.
I was going to go yesterday, but I didn't manage to. So I absolutely, I know I said I would, didn't I? I
All
haven't this week. It has been a bit
right.
crazy, but without a game next week, I hope to find some time to be able to do that.
All right. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you very much.